I've been asked to give a talk on Dana, and so this is actually the very first time that I have to give a talk on Dana. And so usually this is a topic that is at least in Lumini we don't talk about it, it's just understood. Anyway, for a general understanding of the principle, principle of dana, the Pali term dana can be derived from the root. So the Pali scripture word dana can be derived from the root da, to give, or which means to give or to bestow. This dana means giving up or liberality, which is the ability to part with something one owns and values for the benefit of another person. So the Visuddhimagga, the path of purification, defines this dana as giving away or distribution. So dana or generosity plays an important role in the Buddhist training. And it oftentimes comes in a set of three practices, namely dana, sila, bhavana. Now, dana meaning generosity, sila meaning virtue, and bhavana meaning mental development. Instead of saying mental development, we could also say just practicing meditation. And all three of these practices are said to be highly meritorious practices. So, oftentimes when the Buddha gave discourses to a certain audience, an audience that was unfamiliar with his teachings, and then he would start by talking on generosity dana, and then he would go on to explain about sila, virtue, and finally he would explain about bhavana, mental development. So the order in which these practices are mentioned is meaningful. Namely, to start with dana, or that dana starts in something, bhavana comes at the end. For many people, to start right away with mental development is somewhat difficult. Relatively easy to practice generosity dana. Anyway, there is a connection between dana and sila, and the connection is that when one gives or when one performs an act of generosity, that this is then done hopefully with with a mental attitude of loving kindness, metta, and compassion, karuna. Who practices generosity with loving kindness and compassion for the benefit of another, such a person will not want to harm the other person. And such a person who practices dana, will not want to kill or torment or torture another being, will not want to steal or take away another person's property, will not want to indulge in sexual misconduct, and so on and so forth. Who trains himself or herself in this practice of generosity will, through this practice, open up the path of virtue, the path of sila. Who gives freely to others will not be interested in taking others' property. This is not a natural thing. Practice or the training in virtue becomes accessible. Seen several times during our retreat so far, the training in virtue, being well established on virtue in itself, again, is a foundation for the further practice, namely for mental development. Now, there is yet another way of looking at it, namely starting with the fact that something Buddhism very much holds life in a very high regard and has much respect for it. So, out of this respect for life, a person then will refrain from deeds that certainly might harm another being. Not only will one refrain from certain unwholesome behavior, but rather one will perform deeds that result in the highest good and happiness of as many beings as possible. And by one furthermore is compassionate towards all beings, and one works towards their welfare. And so, in doing so, one, this refraining from unwholesome behavior is known as varita sila, whereas performing wholesome deeds that are for the welfare and happiness of others, this is charita sila. So the virtue consisting in avoidance and the virtue consisting in performance. So in this will be involved again loving kindness, metta, and compassion. First, the first step in this is or would be to practice dana. And so rather refraining from taking others' property in one way or another, one seeks others' benefit. One works for others' welfare and happiness. The virtue of avoidance here would correspond to the second precept or training rule, whereas the practice of generosity would correspond to virtue in performance. Another important aspect. Since over 2,500 years, the Buddha's teachings are available to humanity. And these teachings are in themselves priceless and extremely precious. What price tag on these teachings? You can't go to a supermarket and buy these teachings. These teachings are so good in themselves that the Buddha preferred to operate his missionary activities entirely on the principle of generosity, meaning that people would give according to their faith and means. People start practicing these teachings, and then at first they might not understand very well, but the more they practice, they will find that they're gaining increasing benefits. And as they themselves are benefiting from these teachings, quite naturally, quite automatically, they will also want others to gain the same benefits. And then naturally, they're willing to support these teachings. Monasteries and meditation centers in Asia are based entirely on this principle, or are operating entirely on this principle of dana, or generosity. And with the retreats being conducted in this country, it is the same. The retreat last year was operated entirely on a dana basis, and the same thing applies to this year's, to this retreat. And so when reflecting about this retreat for a little while, you will see that a number of volunteers have made a tremendous effort and have worked with much goodwill and an open heart to make this retreat possible. And so seeing this and the benefits that grow out of such a retreat, it would be good to maintain this tradition of dana. And as the retreat is gradually coming to an end, there's an opportunity to practice generosity, and also use this opportunity well. I'd like to conclude this short dana talk with a Dhammapada verse. It's verse 116, which says, "One should make haste in doing good deeds. One should restrain one's mind from unwholesomeness. For the mind of one who is slow in doing good tends to take delight in unwholesomeness."
Okay, well, I'm going to say, so I'll talk in Hebrew, and then the practicalities. No, this I don't need this.